time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale, and we're going to talk water. Water is one thing that's always on everybody's mind, it seems like. Fireworks and fire restrictions, and then we're going to talk about, we got some fun times coming up the first week in August in Castledale. Danny, my friend, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Glad to talk to you.
Now, let's get right in and dig in. How are things going in Castledale at the moment?
Right now, it's a little smoky for that way for all of us, and we're doing pretty good. We've got some great citizens here that have been stepping up their games and really helping with the efforts around the town. We had a youth group come in yesterday, and they painted all the red and the fire hydrants on our main street. So good stuff, fun stuff, and practical stuff.
Most definitely. And let's start by talking about water and water restrictions. And you were telling me before we came on the air that it sounds like the people in Castledale deserve a little bit of a pat on the back, don't they?
Absolutely. We have cut our water use quite dramatically. We're going to be able to see water lasting longer, probably into September. So I'm encouraging people to continue what they've been doing, because what we're doing is doing it right.
And that is kind of, you know, when we were talking about it, that's kind of what I'm hearing from everybody, is that, you know, water usage is in great shape right now. People are actually heeding and listening to it, so they're doing some great things as far as that's concerned. The other thing that's on everybody's mind is like fire restrictions and fireworks. Did you guys have a pretty uneventful 4th of July over there?
We had a great uneventful 4th of July. There was no fireworks lit off in Castledale, and, you know, everybody seemed to follow the rules. Tying it right back in with water, they know that they don't want to have to use our precious commodity of water just to put out a silly fire from a firework. So people were really good. I hope that continues on into the 24th, which is the second big holiday for fireworks, and we'll go from there.
And that's what I was going to ask you. No plans to change anything for the 24th. It's going to stay pretty much the same, correct?
Correct. It is staying the same.
All right. So we've got the city business part of it out of the way. Now let's talk about some fun coming up with your Castledale Days right there the first week of August, and it's stir up some fun. And this sounds like it's going to be a great time for everybody. Let's talk about what's going on, when it all starts, and what people can expect.
All right. Well, actually, we have a training for the Shark Tank for youth entrepreneurs, and there'll be a training on the 20th. Now, then there'll be a Shark Tank where we have the sharks listen to their business pitches and what they've got planned, these young people. And we got three prizes, $1,000, $500, and $250 to be awarded to help them plan their businesses, get them set up in equipment or whatever business needs they need. And it's really, really a fun time. They were all issued business licenses from the city, and it goes right in line with our Castledale Days, which start on August 4th. And we have 4-H exhibits. We also have the special little luau. Now, this is for special needs. It's at the Aquatic Center. We usually roast a big pig. There's so much fun, and it gets these kids out and gets them just having a good time. And then there's going to be a movie in that park at the fairgrounds that night.
And that is always, you know, we've talked about that part of it in the past. That's always one of my favorite things is getting these special needs kids out there and letting them have some fun as well.
Absolutely. And the looks on their faces and the hugs just make it so worth it.
All right. And then what else we got going on?
Well, Thursday we're going to have the 4-H exhibit displays, which is the 5th, and a big scavenger hunt. And then the world-famous 4:30 p.m. barbecue for $2. And that's when the city puts on a barbecue for everyone. And then after dinner, there's going to be a rodeo. We have 6 pigs and 25 chickens. This is a kids' rodeo. Bring your stick horses. And we're going to have a $50 cash cow. Don't get hurt.
You always got to say that, don't you?
That's my biggest fears all the time. Don't get hurt.
You got to put that in there. All right. And that is the entire weekend. When is this going to take place again?
Well, it takes place from August 4th to Saturday, August 7th. But we have more. Friday, we also have the Cowboy Memorial Rodeo, 7:30 p.m. And then Saturday morning, we have breakfast in the park presented by the city. And then there's going to be a big poker run. That's put on by the OHV Group. And we have the parade at 10 a.m. on Castledale Main Street. And after that, we have games, contests, a rock wall, the junior entrepreneur booths, and then motorcycle rodeo, and then another cowboy memorial rodeo, and a big cornhole tournament. So this is a busy week. Come on out, have some fun, eat a pancake, or eat a burger.
And if anybody has questions on these, where's the best place to get the information from?
Castledale City Hall would be the best place, 381-2115.
All right. Hey, you know what? That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to come to Castledale.
I'll be waiting for you, Dave. I'll buy you a burger.
Sounds great. I'll plan on being there. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale City talking about all the fun stuff that's coming up with their Castledale Days, starting with that Shark Tank competition for the kids, and then it's going to really kick off and ramp up that first weekend in August. Mayor Van Wagner, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Dave, as always, it's a pleasure. Like I said, I'll see you for a burger.
All right, sounds great. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, we can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.